1420 WTHE with Commission. It's called Dominion. I'm Tommy Smalls. Prior to that, Doc Powell, You Won't Be Alone. Thank you, Nicole Brown, for that one. We're in the Gospel Cafe taking your requests up until 4 o'clock, where we will have for you King, a musical tribute. But right now, this is Ann Nesby in the Spirit right here on 1520 WTHE. It's music for the soul. WTHE with the Jackson Southern Airs by request. Hooked on Jesus before that, Ann Nesby in the Spirit. And coming up, we have Black History Notes. And Black History Notes is sponsored in part by BJ's Authentic African Wear and Hair Braiding of Jamaica, Queens.
The first black man to run for president of the United States twice. I'm Faye Hauser, and this is a page from Black History Notes. In a historic move, Jesse Jackson declared his candidacy for the Democratic Party's 1984 presidential nomination. Many were skeptical and doubtful at first, but Jackson drew impressive numbers of votes from African Americans and other minorities. He came back in 1988 and ran again. In televised debates with other Democratic candidates, he handled himself very well. He received 6 million plus votes in the 1988 contest, and won 7 primaries, but again, lacked enough support to challenge Michael Dukakis, who was the front runner. Jackson was the third major African-American candidate for the office of president after James W. Ford ran in the 30s, and Shirley Chisholm gave her bid in 1972. I'm Faye Hauser, and this is a page from Black History Notes.
BJ, you know the name. She's the fashion designer for Authentic African Wear. BJ, you've probably seen her handcrafted clothing at fashion shows and wondered, where can I find that authentic African style to display during Black History Month? At BJ's, of course. BJ is world famous for her hand-sewn, authentic African fashions for the entire family. Come to 110-01 Guy Brewer Boulevard in Jamaica, Queens. BJ's is custom-made African attire. BJ's is custom-braided here. Try the goddess, get a twist, go cornrows, or get a professional medium box braid for only $55. Don't worry. Call BJ at 718-526-5525 right now. She'll even put on a fashion show for your church's fundraising activities. Are you getting married and looking for that unique and memorable fashion statement? BJ will hand-tailor authentic Afrocentric wedding attire for the entire bridal party. But that's what BJ is famous for. Call to speak with BJ about your needs right now at 718-526-5525 for BJ's authentic African fashions.
I've had some good day.
WTHE invites you to tune in and be blessed this and every Friday at 12:30 for Dream Team Ministries with your host, Reverend William Watson, pastor of the St. John's Baptist Church of Westbury and vice moderator for Nassau County of the Eastern Baptist Association. He will share his wisdom, vision, and dynamic testimony of how God has been good to him and his parish. Won't you tune in? That's Dream Team Ministries Friday at 12:30 on WTHE.
This World Missionary Evangelism program is for Friday, September 20th, 1996. Now we'll begin after the countdown of 3, 2, 1.
Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, the light of the soul. Bringing salvation into your heart. Jesus will make you whole. Filled with his spirit divine. Oh, how the glories will roll. Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, the light of the soul.
From Dallas, Texas, we bring you the international radio broadcast sponsored by World Missionary Evangelism, Dr. John Douglas, Sr., founder. World Missionary Evangelism is supporting thousands of children, schools, and food for hunger centers. Also, leper centers and national ministers in different parts of the world. You will hear the voices of Dr. John Douglas, Sr., and Yvonne Douglas, President. But first, our announcer, Ace Collins.
Thank you so much, Brother Bell, and welcome once again to today's broadcast from World Missionary Evangelism's headquarters in Dallas, Texas. We're so happy that you're here. We have something exciting for all of you today, including a message from our late founder, Dr. John E. Douglas, Sr., and some concerns that we have that we hope that you'll be able to help us address. We also have something very, very special for you, and that's a present. If you'll write to us today and request packet number 147, we'll send you a wonderful book called 100 Ways to Obtain Peace. You know, in a world that is as stressful as ours, certainly finding peace is something that is elusive and hard to do. Well, in these 100 meditations, 4 experienced counselors provide invaluable encouragement to those who struggle with anxiety. This book can be yours absolutely free by writing us at World Missionary Evangelism here in Dallas. You'll find the address given later in the broadcast. When you do hear the address, write down packet number 147. Get
me. I could hear my mother pray again if I would only hear her tender voice again. So happy I would be. Would mean so much to me if I could hear my mother pray again. Lord, if I could hear my mother pray again, if I could only hear her tender voice again, so happy I would be. Lord, would mean so much to me if I could hear my mother pray again.
WTHE with Mavis Staples. If I could hear my mother pray again, Lucky Peterson playing piano on that one. Prior to that, Calvin Bernard Roan, Joy Will Come. It's something you might want to know about. You can make a New Year's resolution that will last a lifetime and help save a life. Donate your used car to the National Kidney Foundation of New York and New Jersey. They'll take it off your hands at no charge, and your donation may even earn you a tax deduction. You can call them up at 1-800-63-DONATE. That's 1-800-63-DONATE for more information. It's 44 degrees outside. It's 3:27, and we have a WTHE Gospel Gift Pack giveaway, which includes one CD, one cassette, one keychain, pen, and that goes to the first caller with the correct answer to the Bible trivia question. The first caller calls me right here, 516-877-9843. With the correct answer, you'll be blessed with a gospel gift pack. And the question is, which of Jacob's wives was the mother of Reuben? Of course, that's in the book of Genesis. Which of Jacob's wives was the mother of Reuben? If you know that, call me right now and you can be blessed with that gospel gift pack. 1520 WTHE with Fred Hammond and Radical for Christ with No Weapon. Mamie Foot Ketter and Natural Blend with Let's Pray. The Mighty Clouds of Joy meeting tonight. And Elder Donnie McKirkland with Search Me, Lord. Congratulations go out to Denise Cameron of Hempstead, New York. Correctly answered the Bible trivia question, which of Jacob's wives was the mother of Reuben? And Sister Denise knew that. That was Leah. She found that in Genesis 29:32. We're coming back with more of the Gospel Cafe and at 4 o'clock, King, a musical tribute. So keep it right here. We're 1520 WTHE.